Fellow Zimbabwe, welcome to Live Talk, The Connection, a platform where we discuss issues affecting young people. We are coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. I am your host, Tabaka Ncube. Today we are discussing the burden of drug abuse on families. But first, let's take a look at what is happening here in the United States. The deaths of Iranian President Ibrahim Raisi and Foreign Minister Hossein Amiradollahian in a helicopter crash sparked a reaction from world leaders Monday. The United States noted Raisi's troubling human rights record. VOA congressional correspondent Catherine Gibson reports.
5 days of national mourning as Iranians mark the deaths of President Ibrahim Raisi and Foreign Minister Hossein Amiradollahian in a helicopter crash Sunday. The United States expressed its official condolences for the deaths, but acknowledged Raisi's role in human rights abuses, including the extrajudicial killing of political prisoners in 1988.
We regret any loss of life. We don't want to see anyone die in a helicopter crash. But that doesn't change the reality of his record, both as a judge and as the president of Iran, the fact that he has blood on his hands.
Iran's vice president, Mohammad Mokhber, now serving as acting president, said the deaths would not cause domestic unrest. But Iranians in exile celebrated Monday, saying this could be a moment of change.
This is definitely an encouragement for the people in Iran who have also been protesting until now. It will definitely bring the resistance in Iran a big step forward.
One analyst told VOA that Raisi's death would likely not have a significant impact on U.S.-Iran relations.
In the context of Iran and the Islamic Republic, on those very key issues, and U.S.-Iran relations is one of them, he was not the most important of voices. That is an issue that Iran's supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, keeps very much to himself.
Elsewhere in the world, leaders mourned Raisi.
I would like to express the deep sorrow we feel for this tragic accident.
Pakistan observed a day of mourning in Raisi's honor.
It is a very sad day for the Islamic Ummah. We are all very sad, and so are the Muslims in the great country of Turkey, Pakistan, and Islamic Ummah.
Russian state television anchor Daria Kozlova shared a tribute to Raisi from President Vladimir Putin.
The Russian leader noted that Raisi had been an outstanding politician and, as a true friend of Russia, made an invaluable personal contribution to development of good neighborly relations between our countries and made great efforts to bring them to the level of strategic partnership.
And the Chinese foreign ministry said Raisi had played a key role in the alliance between China and Iran.
President Raisi made significant contributions to maintaining Iran's security and stability and promoting the country's development and prosperity. He also made active efforts to strengthen and develop the comprehensive strategic partnership between China and Iran.
Iran will hold elections within 50 days to elect a permanent president. Catherine Gibson, VOA News.
As the world marks International Tea Day, some Zimbabweans drink up to 3 or more cups of tea a day. Many tea drinkers believe that they can't live without taking a sip or two of the popular beverage per day. According to the United Nations, tea is the world's most consumed drink after water. It is believed that tea originated in northeast India, north Myanmar, and southwest China. Tea production and processing constitutes a main source of livelihoods for millions of families in developing countries and is the main means of subsistence for poor families who live in a number of least developed nations. The United Nations says tea can play a significant role in rural development, poverty reduction, and food security in developing countries, being one of the most important cash crops. As the world marks International Tea Day in Bulawayo, Zimbabwe's second largest city, locals held tea parties to discuss many issues affecting them. VOA's Ezra Chisaspanda spoke to some of the tea enthusiasts.
My name is Remington, and I like tea because I think it's an inheritance from our old parents, that they used to love tea so much. So I also took it from them.
My name is Sakile Manamike, stay in Togodan Place in Zuliga Zamakakova. So I've done my washing. I'm now having my cup of tea. I like tea because it keeps me healthy. It keeps me warm. When it's cold like this, I always take 1 liter of tea.
Now, Marriott, it's a Madam Moore. I'm laughing because I practice church. I'm laughing because I'm not
I'm Steve, sweet man, from Bulawayo, Zimbabwe. Because it's so refreshing. it's a habit now. Hey, I'm 56, and good habit, very refreshing. And yeah, as you can see, how I like my tea, I boil it with milk, about 3 minutes, one sugar, Tanganda, five roses, or something like that. Tea, let's drink one.
We heard there from a number of Zimbabweans celebrating International Tea Day in Bulawayo. They spoke to VOA's Ezra Chisa Sivanda. Please stay tuned as we take a short break.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
For those that have just joined us, please note that we are streaming live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We are also live on YouTube, VOA Zimbabwe. Today we are discussing the burden of drug abuse on families at a time when the country is facing serious drug challenges. The 2024 Zimbabwe Vulnerability Assessment Committee report states that at least one in every 30 households has a member who abuses drugs, with Harare topping the list with at least one member in 19 households and housing a quarter of all drug addicts in the country. A parliamentary health committee was told in an outreach program recently that most hospitals are struggling to cater for drug addicts, with Mpilo Hospital reportedly getting at least two young people per day with drug addiction. To discuss this issue, we are joined on the line by the authors of the book War on Drugs, Professor Norman Maphosa and Tondirai Maphosa. Tondirai is a recovered addict who is working with his father, Professor Maphosa, to fight drug abuse in Zimbabwe. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Thank you.
We also have on the line Zimbabwe Civil Liberties and Drug Network Programs Officer, Mr. Knowledge Mpembe. Welcome to the show, Mr. Mpembe.
Thank you very much for having me today.
Thank you. I'll start with you, Tondirai. Briefly, can you tell us what happened to you, which drove you to take drugs, and how long you have been clean from the time you managed to recover?
Thank you very much once again. I got addicted to drugs in my freshman year in university, and this was because I probably I generally failed to prepare myself. I did not have a proper grip of myself when I was surrounded by a new environment, and I was addicted to several different substances. I was addicted to alcohol, to cigarettes, to marijuana, kembanje, to codeine, diazepam tablets, pot, and crystal meth. I was trapped in the clutches of addiction for 15 years. This was from the year 2006 right up to 2021. And to date, I will be cleared clean in December 2024. So briefly, it was me getting into university, a new environment, a new freedom, and a real lack of a hold on myself. I should have not been going to certain places that I knew were not good for me. I went there when I shouldn't have been playing with friends. I knew I shouldn't have been playing with. I got there, and unfortunately, I got hooked onto drugs. For a grueling 15 years, I was trapped in the addiction.
Thank you. How long have you, looking at that, it has been 15 years, and after that, you managed to recover. How does the family feel about all this?
Well, I believe that we are very honored right now to have Professor Norman Maphosa, my father, on the line right now. And I believe probably that could be directed in his direction and how he feels about me being out now.
Thank you. Prof, welcome to the show. We've heard Tondirai tell us about his experiences as a family. What were your experiences during this time when Tondi was going through addiction?
I can tell you, Tadoka, that it was a traumatic experience. I was a vice chancellor at a university that does not tolerate drug consumption, and sobriety is highly valued. And there I was with my son taking abusing drugs. You say I was embarrassed. I did not tell the whole thing. It was traumatic. How now was I going to lead this institution which I can't believe in any drugs when my son is a non-consumer? And after all, when my son was looking like me, when my son is seen in a pub, it was traumatic. He did terrible things in the house, in the community. And when someone is in drugs, he causes the harm. I believe very strongly. I suffered the effect from the drug taking more than he did himself.
Thank you, Prof. Lapha siyabona ukuthi kwakuyisikhathi esinzima sibili. Khathesi njengoba sekuphelile, selisebenza lonke, lina lizwa njani ngalokho?
Well, that's mina isizwe esavela kuNkulunkulu. Abaningi abakuma-drugs abaphenduki bayahamba for good. Umntanami wathi ngifile ukuthi asathathe ma-drugs, ngamthi eliright, ngifuna ukusebenza leyo kule into. Manje siyasebenza sonke. Siyithanda le format ngoba mina umzali, mina ngimemba ye-community, mina ngasafa ngisafa lezoteliray. Ngimutenderay wayengumuntu osafa ngasebenza singisiwe. Namibia, we encourage everyone to legalize drugs. We need to understand. We know who is under the killing experience. We know who is killing young. We know who is going to be a party saga. We know who is going to be a man. We know who is going to be a teacher. We know who is going to be a leader. We need to call in the hand, aguazi, in an animal and bala uzi, or shooting our Hawaiian.
Hi, Siavanga Kulu, Prof. Mr. Mpembe. We find that sometimes families find it difficult to deal with recovering drug addicts and can be intolerant at some instances. How best do you think they can support people who are recovering?
Thank you very much. The challenge is parents are becoming intolerant when they are helping their children who are suffering from drug use disorders. But for them to succeed in this journey, they should seek professional help and accept that they have a patient who needs treatment and rehabilitation in their family. So if they start by accepting that this one is a healthy condition they are dealing with, and they should also try by all means to stop or avoid stigma or discrimination or any name-calling when they are having a child or a relative who is struggling with drug use disorders. So the best way for parents to succeed is to seek professional help and also to accept, because the biggest enemy that we are having is denial. So once they start to deny that this one is a healthy challenge, there comes the problem.
Thank you, Mr. Mpembe. Tonde, tichi tsoka kwa ora po. Tirikuona kuti mhuri yako yakamira newe, baba vakamira newe, iye zvino mava kushanda pamwe chete na baba muchirwisana nenyaya yezvinodhaka izvi. Ndeapi mashoko kana kuti kurudziro yaungava nayo kudzimwewo mhuri dzakatarisana nedambudziko rekuti pane mwana kana kuti pane muzukuru panani ari kutorawo zvinodhaka? Ndiruti tikona kuti mhuri yako yakamira newe uyezve baba vakamira newe izvezvi mava kushanda muri pamwe chete kuti murwisane nedambudziko rezvinodhaka. Ndeapi mashoko aungada kupawo kumhuri dzakatarisana nedambudziko rekuti pane mwana kana muzukuru ari kutorawo zvinodhaka?
Right. Chekutanga ndiri kuda kutaura kuti for as long as munhu ari mupenyu tinofanirwa kuziva kuti anokwanisa kubuda mudambudziko iroro. Takatarisa zvakaitika kwandiri, mhuri yangu yakamira neni. Ndinoti kune vari mudambudziko iroro, mirai nemunhu anenge abhiringika apinda mudambudziko remadhirangi. They need your support and they need your love. Ichiri mhuri yangu yakamira neni kungadai ndisina kukwanisa kubuda. Siki vangu vakauya vakanditora tiri kuhighfield, ndakutovhiringika pfungwa nemadhirangi, vakamira neni. Ndinoti mukavarasa, ndinoti mukavaitira hukasha kana hasha, asi mabatei nehunyoro muchiziva kuti vanhu vari kutodawo rubatsiro rwekubuda mudambudziko. Rudo chinhu chihombe chinorapa, chinobatsira munhu ari mudambudziko rezvinodhaka kuti abude. Where there is life, there is always hope. Do not give up on the addicts. They are struggling to cry for help. Nevarotaura ndiwo mashopo andingataura iwawo.
Tinotenda tonderai. Prof Maposa, njengo mzali ukubona umntanako ehamba ese ngumuntu ose thatha izidakamizwa konke lokhu kungaba kuyinto edabula inhliziyo. How did you survive this?
Ikhulisile taboka kwadabula inhliziyo namthandazela ngenza ukuthi athole i-opportunity yokuthi angekhaya ngamthethe ekhaya phela ngamthethe kodwa ngimthethanga ukuthi azi ukuthi ngobakhona kodwa ngimvumele tabuye ekhaya ngimnika lo thando. Ngathi ngimnika uthando enjalo esebonile ukuthi liyanakani into lena kayimnandi aba umnawakhe bemthandazela wathi ubuye ekhaya ngamkhisa njenge-prodigal son. Namanga wabuya ekhaya, ithando alubona ekhaya lwenza ukuthi ahlale ekhaya. Manje kathesi silelini namakhe asehlukani siyasebenza sonke ukuthona abantu abasizekayo neministry yethu ibona inginika uthando olukhulu. So istori yami ukuthi call it a comedy, into eyenza ukuthi into ezicinge kuhle zakaphela zabanaka kwaphela kuhle ndiwekhe very well. So ngani into leyangiphazamisa kangaka yagcina esingani isibuyisiso.
Siyabonga baba Maphosa. Amazwi enu elingawapha njalo kwabanye abazali abangaba behlangana lobunzima lobu ngoba ngalesi sikhathi omunye umuntu uyabe selahle ithemba engasakwazi ukuthi engenza njani ngomntanakhe kumbe ngomzukulu umbe esinye laso isihlobo sakhe.
Imisile mina umntwana ngamlahlela kanjani kodwa engabatshela khona ningalahli ihope andaza na umuntu esaphila ehope. Uyazi ukuthi ayasenza into zama-drugs, uyenza into ezikuthunulayo kumangalisayo. Ngesikhathi ngathi umntana lo angisoze ngiyekelele ngahle ngamkhipha lakuwilliam, kodwa ngokuhamba kwezikhathi ngivumele ukubuya ekhaya into zalunga. Ngithi mina kubazali lingayekeli umntana, lingamlahli ngigcinene duze njengokuthi into ekayekhulumile nxa kulempilo kule hope nangokuthi into ekayekhathe ikusela kanye ukuthi heyi indawo leyana ayinangakuhle ningangeni khona. Abazali ningalahle abantwana zachose, mina ngalahle yami for a while ngamthatha kathesi is a blessing not only to the family, to the region. Nakho kathesi ngikhulunya lami kwi-VOA meeting
a positive factor. I don't mean when national is a choice.
Siyabonga kakhulu Prof Maphosa. Ye kulo munye ongenileyo laphana ecingweni. Ye linjani baba Ndex? Ayi siyaphila baba. Lingenile kuhlelo sikhuluma ngodaba lezidakamizwa lilubona njani? Angikuzwa kuhle baba Ndex, angazi kumbe ukhatshana locingo lakho. Yes, yes. Ungani seluqamukile laphana ucingo. Coming to you, Mr. Mpembe, let's look at the laws. What policies do you think Zimbabwe needs in order to contain the drug problem?
Okay, thank you very much. So the current laws and policies that we have criminalizing people who use drugs. There are a lot of backdrops on the current approach. So we are advocating for a policy reform which will see drug use as a public health concern. And the approach that should be used now is a public health concern and not a criminal justice issue, so that we create a room for the affected communities and affected people to access treatment and rehabilitation, as well as community reintegration whenever they are coming from the rehabilitation centers and the treatment centers, without any stigma, without any discrimination in their society. So humane drug policies are a way to go for now. So we are happy that the government in 2021 adopted the Zimbabwe National Drug Master Plan, which is more of a public health approach. And recently, the government has been extending or waiting on the new policy or a plan, which is known as the Zimbabwe Multi-Sectoral Drug and Substance Abuse Plan, which is also giving a picture of how a public health approach can solve the scourge of drug and substance use. So the best way or the best policy to address the scourge of drug and substance abuse is the public health approach rather than the criminal justice approach.
Thank you, Mr. Mpembe. Unfortunately, our time is fast running out. Ngamafitshane laphana Prof, lingasichazisela ukuthi ugwalo elalubhalayo lo Tonde ngolwani, luthoni, luhlose?
Ugwalo esalubhalayo liyathengisa ububi bokuthatha into ezidakayo lezi. Esisithi njalo siyatshela abantu indlela yokuthi bangangeni nokuthi baphume ezintweni ezidakayo lezi. Lesi sikhuluma ngento ethiwa ama-superpowers. Ama-superpowers, ama-endowment wonke umuntu ukuthi ayekele into lezi ukuthi angangeni, enganathanga mithenini. Imithi ilungile, kodwa kumele sisebenzise ama-powers ethu esinawo. Kepha uNkulunkulu, use our imagination, believing God, listen to our conscience and be ourselves aware. Ukuthi angisaphumi nokuthi angingeni entweni lezi ezidakayo. Iyo i-advice yami leyo. Ye, into eziningi zilungile, kodwa la ama-possible powers azasinceda alana ama-rehabilitation amaningi konoko labo utonderayo.
Siyabonga Prof, isikhathi sesivalekile. Let me take this opportunity to thank you so much Prof Maphosa, Tondrai Maphosa, and Mr. Mpembe for coming on the program. That brings us to the end of our show. Signing off in Washington, I am Tabakangole.